Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is urging senators to vote against a bill that would allow deferred action immigrant youth to qualify for professional and commercial licenses. Ricketts sent an open letter to lawmakers on the eve of the final vote in the legislature. Supporters of the bill say that youths should have access to the licenses so they can work in professions such as teaching and nursing. The deferred action youths have received lawful status under a policy that started by the Obama administration. Regional West Medical Center in Scotts Bluff has settled its lawsuit against two companies that had planned to end their dialysis services agreement with the hospital. Hospital attorney Rick Jeffrey said the settlement terms were satisfactory to all parties. A judge had temporarily barred Renal Treatment Center and DaVita Healthcare Partners from ending their five-year contract with the hospital. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at giveMeAnEdge.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Call us today at 620-225-2233 and sign up for the demo at giveMeAnEdge.com.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville High football team will participate in a community improvement fundraising activity this Saturday. MHS football coach Dustin Hoyer.
What we decided we wanted to do was try to come up with a way to raise some money but not go out and hit the community up for trying to sell things, because I think that when everybody sells things, people get tired of that. So we looked for kind of a community service project where our kids could go out and do something for the elderly or for businesses around town or individuals, and then we look for sponsorships from other places. We'll do the work for free. People usually donate for it, but they don't have to. And then we find sponsorships from other places to help us raise the money for it. Typically what we're looking for is jobs that 5 or 6 to 8 kids could probably do in an hour or two. We've done a lot of yard raking, picking up sticks. We've moved some furniture for people. Occasionally we clean out gutters. You know, a couple of our concerns are always the safety of our kids and what tools are required as well. We have to make sure that we've got that stuff taken care of. And by appointment, we've set up some larger jobs as well in the past where our kids have gone out and completed some bigger projects on a different date because it was going to take more time. They just need to contact me through my email, which is on the school website. It's dhoyer@usd364.org, or they can contact me through the athletics office with Gina. She can get them in touch with me as well.
Marysville High football coach Dustin Hoyer talked about how the funds raised will be used.
We used the money for the past couple years as we bought a lot of items for our weight room. Our weights numbers are way up. We have almost 3 times the number of kids that we had when I first started teaching here 3 years ago. And so we've had to purchase some more bars. We've tried to get some flexibility materials. We've tried to get some things for core strength, some stuff that we can use outside to work on speed and agility. What we want to do this year with the money that we raise is we have some specific equipment that we'd like to get both for the football team and for the weight room. We're hoping to get some tackle rings, which are kind of a new thing to football, but it takes some of the contact out of what you do with football, which is kind of the big craze right now, is trying to limit contact with your kids. We're also trying to look at purchasing an end zone camera so we can video our games from the end zone. We're one of the few 3A teams and 4A with our league that don't have one anymore, and a lot of teams are utilizing that to break down game film. We're also looking to try to add some plyo boxes to our weight room, which the nice foam ones we have right now, we only have one set, and they're relatively expensive, so we're trying to add another set because we have so many kids that are are using them all the time. And then we're hoping if we can get some large donors or a big total, we're hoping that we can start saving some money so that when the new activity center opens, we're able to purchase some large pieces of weights equipment for in there. And what we like about that is that it benefits all the kids. It's not football specific.
For additional details, contact Dustin Hoyer at the Marysville High School. Marysville High basketball team will also host a fundraiser. They will host the second annual high school basketball tournament for graduating seniors and Marysville alumni April 30th at Marysville Elementary School. Entries are being accepted. Contact Scott Brown, the Marysville High basketball coach. His email address is sbrown@usd364.org. Doris M. Compton, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Faith United Presbyterian Church in Clifton. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Doris Compton. Louis Joseph Harrington, age 97, of Blaine, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, at St. Columba Keels Catholic Church in Blaine. Burial at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary service Sunday evening at 6:30 at the church, with a visitation to follow in the church hall. Campanella Kufall Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lewis Harrington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pulled pork, baked beans, cucumber and onions, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, and peach crisp. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is pleased to announce a writing workshop.
Hi, I'm Janet Sunderland, and I'd like to invite you to a workshop on saving Grandpa's stories and Grandma's too at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art on April the 16th. It's going to be a full-day workshop. Instruction in the morning, lunch at noon, and writing or speaking practice in the afternoon.
There is a registration fee of $10, and the workshop is limited to 20 participants. To register, please call Sharon at 562-6825 by April 13th.
Widespread showers and thunder showers continue across the southern plains and the south central United States. Scattered showers across parts of the upper Midwest, eastern Great Lakes. Today, more rain across the northern plains, Montana, south across the northern Rockies. The possibility for locally strong storms today in the deep south and the Gulf coastal states, and to some extent the front range of the Rockies. A possibility. Threat isn't terribly widespread, but rain could be heavy, especially in the southern plains here today. Even some sporadic light snow showers across the extreme northern parts of Michigan. Chilly out east, too. Frost advisories, freeze warnings in effect, eastern Ohio and Tennessee Valley. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 87 in 1972. The average low 42, record low is 20 in 1957. Sunset this evening 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:47. Clear skies, 42 degrees with a light south wind. Barometer 30.10 inches and the relative humidity 61%. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It was supposed to be a small, simple wedding.
Just the family and a few close friends.
Well, 8 bridesmaids later,
25 cases of champagne,
and a truck full of flowers.
The groom is missing, and the bride wants to burn the guest list.
Your presence is requested when Marysville Area Community Theater presents Father of the Bride, a three-act play by Carol Frank and Edward Streeter. Father of the Bride will be at the Waterville Opera House April 15th and 16th at 7:30 and April 17th at 2. Reservations are not required, and tickets are available at the door. There's also an opportunity to donate to the Opera House Renovation Project and the Marysville High School Drama Club.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA crop reports came out yesterday with a recap. Here's Gary Crawford.
The largest year-ending stocks in 29 years. That's what the USDA is forecasting for U.S. wheat. Analysts putting stocks at 976 million bushels, 10 million more than had been projected. Logical outcome, lower price projection, down to 495 a bushel. Corn, same story, higher than expected stocks by 25 million bushels, even with higher ethanol use. And yes, take another nickel off the projected average corn price, down to 355 a bushel. Soybeans, a little different story. Analysts slicing 15 million bushels off of their projection for year-end stocks down to 445 million bushels. No price change, though, still 875. Cotton, even with a slight decline in projected stocks, the price picture looks to be a half cent dimmer. Sales so far indicating an average price 58.5 cents a pound. Rice, lower stocks, but prices still lower than expected by 30 cents a hundred weight. All rice averaging 1230 a hundred weight. And the U.S. orange crop is 4% better than expected, but still 12% below last season. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas remains determined to pass a voluntary GMO labeling bill in time to block a Vermont law from taking effect. Roberts said recently that agriculture groups should pressure U.S. Senate Democrats who represent agriculture to support his voluntary GMO labeling measure. Politico says that while Ag Committee ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow does not support the voluntary measure, the wild card in the negotiations could be if Roberts can get enough farm state Democrats to sign on to his bill. Three of those Democrats supported his voluntary GMO labeling bill that failed in the Senate last month. Senators Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Tom Carper of Delaware, and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. Now, the bill does need to clear the 60-vote threshold for consideration on the Senate floor. The Vermont law, meanwhile, goes into effect in less than 80 days. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Farm credit banks are under attack again from private and community banks for making non-farm loans and still benefiting from a tax break on loan interest. However, one U.S. senator is not worried the farm credit system will lose its tax-exempt status anytime soon. Farm credit system is making non-farm loans to the likes of Cracker Barrel Restaurant and Verizon, even as it enjoys reduced taxes on interest for those loans and no tax on mortgage loans, according to the Washington Post. Private and community banks charge it is unfair. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley doesn't expect anything will change anytime soon.
I think since a massive amount of their loan goes to help farmers, that you're not going to see a lot of changes made by the Congress of the United States. But let's just say that there are some examples of maybe not helping directly agriculture. Those things should be under review, obviously, in normal congressional oversight.
And Grassley says that's up to Senate Agriculture Committee and its chairman, Pat Roberts. Taking a look at soil temperatures across Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma for a midweek Wednesday. Still a little chilly. The recent cooler temperatures have cooled things down just a little bit when it comes to soil temperatures. Most of the western two-thirds of Nebraska running in the mid-40s this morning, 45, 46, and 47 degrees. Eastern counties a few degrees cooler. Same story for Kansas. Most of the entire state running at 44, 45, and 46 degrees. The far northeastern counties 42 and 43 degrees. And in the panhandle of Oklahoma, 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning, 49 degrees. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. Did you know that Abilene Machine has tillage parts? You requested them, so Abilene Machine has expanded their tillage selection to include coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. You can rest assured that Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exacting standards and that you're receiving the highest quality parts available. Call Abilene Machine, 800-255-0337, or visit them online at abilenemachine.com.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Wouldn't go any place else. I've got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Let's talk about the dairy industry. And dairymen have seen their profit margins fade along with record high milk prices we saw back in 2014. The unfortunate news I have to pass along to you today is that it does not appear there will be any relief anytime soon. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
Lean years ahead for dairy producers. That's the headline from an article in the Capital Press by Carol Ryan Dumas. She writes that the USDA Economic Research Service is projecting lean times ahead and a downward trend in milk prices until 2019. The nationwide January all milk price was down almost $8 a hundred from an average near $24 a hundred in 2014. And at $16.10 a hundred, the January all milk price was almost $3 per hundred above operating cost, but about $6 below total cost of production. The average all milk price is projected at $16.40 per hundred in 2016, continuing downward to $16.15 a hundred by 2018 as lower feed costs encourage increased production. While U.S. cow numbers are projected to decrease by about 5,000 head in 2016 and then hold steady through 2020, output per cow is expected to increase through the projection period, rising 4,500 pounds per cow by the year 2025. But the USDA sees the turnaround starting after 2018 with higher domestic demand, and only moderate increases in feed costs are expected to provide economic incentive for continued expansion after these lean years. The agency also expects domestic dairy demand to grow at a strong pace, with commercial use rising faster than the growth in the U.S. population over the next decade. Greater consumption of prepared foods and increased eating away from home will drive cheese demand, and butter demand is expected to grow as well, partly because of the phase-out of trans fats. The per capita decline in domestic fluid milk consumption, however, is expected to continue. In addition to overall strong domestic demand, the agency is projecting better demand abroad. The U.S. dairy exports are expected to recover and expand over the next decade after dropping 3.6 billion pounds last year. That decline was mostly because of lower demand from China and greater competition from the EU because of the Russian trade ban. Exports of products that are high in non-fat milk solids, such as non-fat dry milk, will lead the recovery and expansion, according to the USDA report. So, lean years ahead, but it'll get better. Back after this.
Why grow corn when sorghum is more adaptable with equal yield potential? In his hot, dry conditions, cattleman Tom May likes Alta Seeds forage sorghum.
We used to grow a lot of corn silage. Anymore, we've gone to more sorghum silage. This has been a very good alternative to corn. It takes a lot less water than corn, and our inputs are just a lot cheaper.
Alta Seeds, sorghum that goes beyond the yield. Call 877-806-7333 or visit altaseeds.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies this morning, 42 degrees. Warming up into the middle 70s today. In fact, the rest of this week, be well into the 70s each day.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Wichita State softball team will be hosting its second annual retinal blindness awareness game on Saturday, April 16th against Bradley. Game-worn jerseys will be auctioned off during the first game of the doubleheader. The auction will end after the last inning of the game. Special edition blue t-shirts will be sold for $5 throughout the entirety of both games. Proceeds will go to Curing Retinal Blindness Foundation. Kansas State forward Ron Freeman has elected to transfer after seeing a little action as a freshman. Freeman only appeared in 11 games and intends to sign a letter of intent with Northwest Florida State College when spring signing period opens. The Wildcats were 5-13 in the Big 12 and 17-16 overall last season. The NCAA has announced an 8-year, $8.8 billion extension of its March Madness deal with CBS Sports and Turner through 2032. The Final Four will keep alternating between CBS and Turner. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Lorenzo Cain hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on for a 3-2 win over the Houston Astros last night. Alcides Escobar and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive singles to start the game before Cain connected on a full-count 91-miles-per-hour fastball off Mike Fiers to make it 3-0. The Astros got within one in the bottom of the inning after an RBI double by Colby Rasmus, followed by a run-scoring single by Tyler White. Chris Medlin allowed six hits and two runs with seven strikeouts in the five innings of his 2016 debut. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have tied an NBA record, earning their 40th home win of the season. It was the Spurs over Oklahoma City 102-98. The Los Angeles Clippers thumped Memphis 104. Indiana won over New York 102-90. Indiana beat the 76ers for the 12th straight time 122-98. I'm Stephanie.